and fight them out with cheers and occasionally revolvers. At night, the policemen would only come through the street, two together. It was a fairly rackety place, and yet amid the noise and dirt lived the usual respectable French shopkeepers, bakers and laundresses and the like, keeping themselves to themselves and quietly piling up small fortunes. It was quite a representative Paris slum. My hotel was called the Hotel de Trois Moineaux. It was a dark, rickety warren of five stories, cut up by wooden partitions into 40 rooms. The rooms were small, arid, inveterately dirty, for there was no maid, and Madame F., the patronne, had no time to do any sweeping. The walls were as thin as matchwood, and to hide the cracks, they had been covered with layer after layer of pink paper, which had come loose and housed innumerable bugs. Near the ceiling, long lines of bugs marched all day like columns of soldiers, and at night came down ravenously hungry, so that one had to get up every few hours and kill them in hecatombs. Sometimes, when the bugs got too bad, one used to burn sulfur and drive them into the next room, whereupon the lodger next door would retort by having his room sulfured and drive the bugs back. It was a dirty place, but homelike, for Madame F. and her husband were good.